Okay, everybody, here we are back for part 8 of the Let's Play. And, today we are going to continue where we left off by going to visit the cave where the seal was placed by the people in the lake to keep, whatever danger it was from spreading into the city. And so we're going to warp back, actually, because it's easier that way, and that saves me the trouble of having to run all the way back there. So we can save, load, and warp. If you don't remember this, we actually got this from the disciple of the librarian in the city who was studying about magic and time travel research. We're gonna get this health recovery that we don't need because we already have full health. And I'm gonna go down twice from the top option, which is to save. I'm gonna go to the warp circle and then choose the Fairmar Lake. And so we're here and we're gonna go west. Into this area. And I'm gonna use Udai and his bow. Oops. Come back. Whoops, I fell in. Okay. But there is a health item here, which I can pick up. And we're okay. Okay, well, it seems like it's not going to want to cooperate with me, so I'm just going to run past here and continue west. And so we keep going west, and right now there's nothing more that really we can do here. So we're gonna swim all the way, and there's no other exits here. This is the northern way here, and there's really no way you can go other than the way you came back. So we're gonna head south. We're gonna walk down into this other exit here. There's some money for us that we get. Thank you. Come on. Okay, well, I'll shoot it then. But there is a health item here, and I just got it. So we're all good here. Okay. Here's some health there, and we're back at 100. So, let me just check how much we have here in terms of experience and kills. 1,100, so we need another. Okay. Okay. Country. This is the sealed cave. This is the sealed door, and you should not go through it for fear of danger. But we're not gonna listen to that. And we're gonna use. We're finally gonna open it again, and we're back where we were before. We can pick up all of these items here. And now, we're in an area where the water has become poisonous. If you remember where we came into this cave earlier, there was only a cutscene, but now we have a, now we can come back in here, and there's more than just the scene now. There's actually gameplay. So it's the same setting we were before. It was dark, it was wet, it was kind of damp and slimy, not a place you really want to go. And this is where Ruda got killed last time. And so the water has been contaminated here, so you can't fall into it, otherwise you'll get damaged. So we are going to take this, I'm going to show you where we came from. So there's the door on our right, where we came in. So we're going to go all the way to the left of this wall, and we're going to hug it, and head north between two pools of this contaminated water, and we're going to head left, so jump over it. And we landed, and there's going to be another one. Now there's a room here that I can go into, and I think I'm going to head in here first. Let's explore in here a little bit first. Now here, there's only this save point, and we're going to save in here. Now there's no exit out of here other than where we came from. So the only thing this room is good for is health items. And we're already loaded on those, so we're not going to use them again. I don't care about them, so I'm going to leave again. And now that I'm back here, that was a side room, and here's another pit behind us. And we're going to check it real quick with my field viewer, just to make sure. That's four. Okay. Oops. I have fell in. Let me just see here. Alright, and we made it just there in time. And, yeah! This monster is probably another monster created from Rudolph's power. Probably! And so we're gonna talk about that, and we're gonna agree to go through. And it's all, again, dark and gloomy like it was before. Woo! What is happening? So it's fumy, it's gassy, it's not nice. And so, we're gonna use the stone.
Yeah!
the seal has been broken. So, it looks nice. The... Shoki... swamp gas. Or fumes, that I, as I said earlier. They're faded now, and the water's nice again. However, we now have this sea serpent to deal with. Not sea serpent, but... It doesn't say it's a sea serpent, but I'm gonna guess what it is. There's some sort of sea monster. Anyway, so we have to deal with it now. And we are going to... We have a lot of space here, so we can use this, and we have health items. So we're gonna use Zurai for this. I'm within the attack range, sort of. I'm gonna dodge past it. Keep shooting. And really, that's the only thing you have to avoid, is avoid its attacks. It's coming really close. I'm gonna jump over it, because now that they've incorporated that in the latest version of the game, where jumping actually has a pretty good likelihood of avoiding attacks. I'm gonna dash in here with Irina, I think. There you go. So that's done. And we're all happy. And now, at this point of the game, after a little bit of talking, they discuss Ryudai's kind of lack of maturity and the fact that he always likes to depend on himself. And now we talk. We have two choices. You can either tell him Mizuku is... Yeah, you can either say he's immature by always defending himself, or you can be more kind and say that he's not alone. And because I'm nice. Basically, what he's saying is you can't do everything on your own, and you can't... No, nobody can do anything by themselves, and we all need people in our lives. So, now that's done, I can collect these health items. Yeah. Alright. So. Now that we've cleared this out, we can get out of here. Out of this cave. And now this water is nice too, so there's no more worry about jumping in or falling in. And there's a box! Waiting for us. And we get another Staminite! So our HP is now... 100. Is at a solid 100. Okay. So we pick these up too. Now there is... If I remember how to get there, we're back in the room where we were fighting the boss. There actually is, if I'm not mistaken, dash all across. Yeah, in the bottom right corner of that room, there's another exit, and you can follow it around. And now we're in an area outside the gate, sort of. And this is, you know, more or less a farming area. If you want to get... Uh, The game seems to be stuttering a little. I'm not quite sure why. Where's my money? How do I get to the other side? Ah, there you go. Here's the southern... Now, there's two exits there. I can either go north... yeah, I can either go north or south. At this point it really doesn't really matter all that much. And it's a kind of it's a bit convoluted in here. I'm gonna check real quick. Okay. I believe. And there's no boxes here anyway, so I don't need to come in here. However. Yeah. Okay. So now that we're back in the cave. So you want to come out into the cave and take the northern exit then. Ooh, another monster with extra experience. I like that. We'll keep it. I'm not quite sure why the game is lagging on me like this. To my knowledge, it shouldn't be doing that. It's not like there are that many monsters on the screen or anything like that. So... So I'm not quite sure. Okay, there you go. Here we go. Okay. Now we're back where we started. I took a wrong turn there. But if you were to follow that through. That's not good. Now, let me check my options here. So my settings are set to take up the least amount of processing. And I think that passed it. Alright, so here's all that, and we've kind of broken through this area. There you go. Let's see. Where's it? Oh no, they died. Okay. So I'm gonna swim across here. The east, past that box. Okay. So we're back where we started. And we're gonna save here.
どうします?セーブ中です。セーブが完了しました。
And we're gonna continue.
あれ?なんだろう?
And the city seems a little too quiet. And there's a bit of speculation as to what's happening.But ultimately, Dudai says, well, let's go to the castle and see what's happening. So we are going to go to the castle. Alright, first floor. Not too much in here. And if you go into the room where there used to be people, now there is nobody.Which is part of the question, I guess, is why is there nobody around? So we're gonna head to the stairway here. And we are going to head west. And I know where to go, so we're gonna head to the balcony, which is in the south end.And that's where everybody is. So, we meet up with everybody, and
少女すごい、やっぱりルーライ王子は本当にすごいわ。
ルーライ、Prince Rudai is amazing. His friends are amazing, and everybody is basically super ecstatic because we're back. We defeated everything that was there, and Rudai and or no,
みんな。
Lucius
ありがとう
and Rain are both very proud. Now, all of a sudden, something just exploded. What's happening?
Manga!
The gate!
Yabrarimashita.
The gate of the city has been broken. So,And we're not quite sure what that is. They came from the south, and they're heading towards the lake. As they're ruining everything, they're heading straight towards where we are. So everybody runs. Figure.And so we're left, and this there's an ominous feeling that we're getting all of a sudden that we seem to recognize. So, who must this be? The invader is here! And so now this group of soldiers is going to...face them.
ここは俺に任せろ!
Try to leave this to me. Oh boy. And bad voice acting.
No,
Tase! Alright.
早すぎて見えなかったけれど。
So fast, I couldn't even see it.
剣を横投げに一閃。ものすごい速度でした。どれだけの鍛錬を積んだ。
So, we're all remarking at how good their speed is. This guy seems to handle it a little bit more. Finally, it had to happen, but he did a little better than his predecessor.
Oh my goodness!
This power. We don't even hold a candle to this guy! And now he's flying!
Ah! バルコニーに降り立とうと迫ってくる。
Lang. You what?
So,
this entities, the Lumen Trinomitata on the balcony, exclamate.
You flew up and landed on the balcony, okay! Having said that... Lusuasu is now going to act.
Yo, Miyako wa dosoku genkin. Mudan de fumi iri. Tami wo kizutsukeru nado misumosen mai!
And he's going to try and deal with the situation himself. He's gonna pull the bow off his back and shoot at him. Oh!
Sugoi! Uchi otoshita yo!
He shot him!
Nakanaka yaru na. Sasuga wa ou o nanoru dake no koto.
You seem to have a lot of skill, befitting of a king.
Hisashiburi da na. Koushite jibun kara yubi o toru no wa.
I haven't used this bow in a long time.
Shibuku, shidori otoshi.
And all his arrows flew towards the invader. And we're all blocked. And he flew again. And all of his arrows are now deflected. And there's nothing left standing between them. And they are now going to duel. Since he says that if arrows won't work, then I'll deal with you close and personal. And everybody just realized who this person is. My name is...
Rudolph.
We met him. And so now he's going to talk about the world and the four pillars of energy that are surrounding it. And that he is going to use this to... like, create a utopia of his own. And the king won't allow that. So they're gonna duel. If I remember right, if I'm guessing right, this actually is not a pre-rendered fight sequence. This is actually just the different sword sounds dynamically mixed together that are set to play at different times, which is actually kind of cool. I like that. And it was obvious to anybody who was watching. The what? Nobody was a match for Rudolph, not even the king. And even the strongest attack from the king didn't stagger him back more than a step. Dad!
Uruna!
Stay back! I'll deal with this. Oh, really? Rudolph says. While using one hand to fend off the king, Rudolph is going to send a bolt. He's gonna send a bolt with his other hand at Rudai while sword fighting the king with his other hand. So he really is skilled. And Lusuasu is going to bat the bolt away. But while doing that, his back was exposed. And this happened.
Father!
Spitting out blood, he collapsed. And that fight's over. And so Rudolph taunts them, kicks the king's body. And starts again, talking about where he was, and he's talking about the pillars of the world. And you can either ask him, what are the pillars, or you can ask him what his motives are. Here you're going to learn about the pillars in the form of energy that is spread out equally all through Carissia, through all four regions. The plane. He's going to talk about the energy that was in, that's in the lake, that's in the forest, and that's in the temple and the plains, and how they're all equally distributed to keep this world running and to support it, aka forming the pillars. So, having done that, he's going to fly off after telling him, I probably won't be seeing you guys again. So he flies off in the form of a hawk. Well, now everybody's despairing. Rudolph has flown off, killing the king, and the others are all kind of, they're all disparaging and saying how it's not going to be possible to beat this guy. And your character is the one that kind of boosts them up and says, hey, well, you know what? We can't just let him carry on like that. We have to do something. So, since we said that, everybody is going to trust us. And, you know, take heart from what we had to say. And now we're back in the Lake City. Now the game kind of doesn't really tell you where to go from here. The game says that we have to go find Rudolph and stop him. Is what the story says. However, it doesn't really say how to proceed. It says that you have to leave the city. So we're going to come back into the castle first and deal with a couple things. We're going to head into the security forces. How many monsters do we have now? How many kills do we have?
1,153.
Oh, still a few monsters short. Okay, that's fine. We'll come back later. Alright, there's nobody here. So, we are going to come back out here and look for this person in the southeastern corner of the courtyard. And this guy over here is going to tell us, is the security chief.
Members of the security forces.
Or is a member of the security forces anyway. Anonymous member. And he has this key that he wants to give us. Because our father's dead. And before he died, he wanted us to have it. So, is the key to the treasury. Which, if you explore, if you explore the second floor, you were told that there was a room that you couldn't enter before because it was locked. Well, now it's not locked anymore, so we can go in there. In the second floor, on the west side. Alright, and so we're gonna open it. And in here, what there are is a lot of boxes and chests. Most of these are useless. However, the one on the far left side of the cluster is one you're really gonna like. It's an ability for the Prince of the Lake. Triple shot! So, that's his special ability. By holding down the attack button, you can charge. And then, let go of, or shoot three arrows at the same time. And now before we wrap this up, Oops. No, why am I in the balcony? I shouldn't be there. I'm gonna take care of a quest. If I'm allowed to go in there right now. So we're gonna have to leave the castle first. Out of the castle and to the right of this entrance area, there are more exits. Okay, not here. There's a house in here. I want to talk to this person over here. And so this lady here is going to ask us to help her to find a pendant. We're going to agree. She's going to thank us. And there is a, there is a cave in the northern area, which is what they were telling us about. Yeah. They were telling us about a cave that was... Let me see about something. Can I do this? There's another house. This doesn't matter really right now. I'm just doing this because I want to see if I can or not. Okay. So we're back in this main city here, or the entrance area to the castle. And so she's gonna ask us to look for. She was telling us that there was a girl that she used to live with, who had a really valuable, like, I guess. Yeah, a pendant that was really valuable to her as a child, and now she's lost it and kind of wants it back. Let me just check one more here. I think there's another building we can come into. Uh-huh. No? So this door doesn't open, and I'm not gonna tell you why. Unless after I beat the game, maybe I'll come back to it on my second playthrough, if I do one, or I'll show you guys what it is. Either way, so we're gonna leave the city now. And run through here. And it's gonna look pretty ugly. Look at that! So, what they're describing is now a scene of complete chaos. The sky is dark, there's no sun, there's no sunshine, it's all clouds, and there's monsters everywhere. And, the idea is to... The goal is now to head back to the same Toriyama and, see if Aria-san is okay. Meaning our guide from the game. But before we do that, we're gonna go do this quest. Because we promised we would, so we are gonna head over there. And the cave that the lady told us to go look for is in the very north east part of the game world. I'm gonna ignore that coin there. And here is the door. So we're gonna come in here. It's dark. And here's a monster. There's some extra experience. And we have 86% health still, so we're fine. Alright. Now we can kill all of these things, or we can leave them alone. But I'm gonna kill them. For the sake of completion, and for the sake of kills, I'm gonna kill everything in here that I find. That is so weird. This lag doesn't usually happen. And here's another door! Okay. This door apparently requires a key that we don't have right now. So we're gonna go look for it. So we came in through the north side. And right now, the only- oop, there is an exit to the north. Okay, so we missed- there's actually two exits. I'm not sure why they're doing that to us right now. Okay. Okay. That does not really help me right now. So, you just kind of have to explore this turn and see where it leads, really. Okay. Alright. So that area we were locked in, we've cleared it. And here's this box with the key in it. You have gotten the key to the cave door. Okay. Well then, I'm assuming we can head back out now. Yes, indeed, we can. But my question remains, how to access that... How to exit, or how to access this northern exit. Okay. There's no way to... There's no way to get through there. Okay. Well, whatever. We will just have to make do, I guess. Not knowing. So?
HP 83, HP 100.
We have 83 HP. And this time I'm gonna ignore it. And I'm just gonna go through in here. And now would be a really good time to demonstrate Rudai's technique. So I'm gonna hold this down, and... Now, my computer is lagging like crazy right now. And I'm not sure why, because it's not used to do that, and I think I'm going to die. And if I die, that's okay. I saved it. So, I can do this now, I think. And I shot, which was fine. Other than the problem that I shot in the wrong direction. Like that. Okay, well, we beat it. Barely.
HP 43, HP 100.
Huh, 43 HP. Okay. Alright. Well, I might die anyway. I don't know. Okay, well, I'm gonna pick up this pendant before I die. Okay, well, we got this. And the only thing left now is... kill this enemy. And get out of here. や。Yeah, I don't know why this is doing this to me now, because lagging was not something my computer used to do with this game, or any other game, for that matter. Okay. Oops. Man. So I missed the entrance, or missed the exit, and okay, now we're gonna go on this kind of narrow walkway here. And we're gonna head through here. I don't wanna deal with the rest of these right now. Yeah. My health is not in any condition to deal with them. So I'm just gonna leave. Alright. Have to check into this because I need to see what is slowing down my computer so much. I don't know whether I have a virus or. Okay. And as you can see, the music has also changed to the planes.
HD14SD100.
I'm gonna save here at the lake. And I'm gonna use Rurai to run back into the city here, deliver the pendant, and then I will go back to the temple and call it a day. We're still good for a few minutes, and thank God there's no enemies in here. Otherwise, I would probably be dead. Actually, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna drop into the healer in and rest a little. Welcome to the Healer Inn, and we're gonna stay one night. And she's gonna wish us a good morning. So, theoretically, no. So our health has been restored all the way. And we're gonna come in here and talk to this lady. The
that is the pendant.
間違いないよ、これユエリがなくしたペンダントだ。
This is the pendant that Yuri lost.
メンタルクラブをもらう。
So she gives us another mental club.
ポイントの最大値がポイント
Maximum value of the skill points were 10 points up.
Yeah. So, now we've done that, we have how much experience do we have right now?
1,280. 4,450.
4,400, which means we can now upgrade or level up our sword. But the first thing we're gonna do is visit the security staff in the castle, because we now have 1,200 kills.Which was the amount that they wanted for more credit. So we are gonna go in here and check. And I just realized I'm actually gonna leave you on a cliffhanger. There's no fighting in here. I can use her and not worry. I'll be faster. Okay, so next is 1,200. And if you can do that, come back to me. You have achieved a quest. Congratulations! You are now at rank 2 in the Security Cooperation Squad. Here is...180 Karen, so now we have a level of money. What's the next one? 2,000 monsters is the next count that we need if we want to level up. So we're gonna leave. What I'm gonna do is I'm actually not gonna go back to the temple to save right now. I am going to save outside of the city. And with that, I'm gonna close the game. Sorry for all the issues, guys. All the lag and all that stuff. I didn't mean for that to happen. I'm gonna check into it and see if there's a fixable solution. Or if anybody hears this and has any clue as to why this is happening, feel free to post or whatnot. And I'd appreciate the feedback. Thanks, guys. I will see you on the next part.